New Gen Z party claims Australia is sleepwalking toward climate catastrophe. A new Gen Z party has emerged in Australia, claiming their generation has been sacrificed by baby boomers while calling for the fossils in government to go. The group claims Australia is sleepwalking toward climate catastrophe because both the major centre-left Labour and centre-right Liberal Party have failed us and our planet. In a post on X, they allege the boomers in government have failed them, prompting them to unite to create a Gen Z party. We are poor. We are tired. We are sick of lies. Boomers dominate parliament, sacrificing our future for their gain. We are Gen Z, the launch video states. The dramatic footage includes multiple photos of former coalition Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and also a photo of current Labour Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The video goes on to state how the baby boomer generation received free university, could buy a home, and were now sacrificing the planet. We have no representation in government. The Gen Z party is here to change that, they said. A key policy on their website said the party would join forces with the Greens Party in their fight for net zero. The Greens are the leading left-wing party in Australia, who have a strong progressive platform. In addition, the group wants to use profits from exporting coal to make electricity free and fund the transition to clean energy. Among their other policies are for student debt to be cancelled, tax breaks for under 25s, and drug decriminalisation. We are meant to be the future. Are we to be pioneers or indebted slaves? It is impossible to gain a foothold in this economy while labouring under student debt that will take decades to pay off, the Gen Z student debt platform said. We should never have had to pay for our university degrees. The COVID lockdowns ruined the benefits of university. Now nearly 3 million of us owe around $24,000 in study debt. We are here to fix this. The Gen Z team also called for influencers with more than 10,000 followers on social media to stand for parliament. Should we win, you will be able to represent your followers in parliament and earn between $159,122 and $211,250 each year, the group said, in reference to the pay scales of MPs. Generation Z is generally used to refer to individuals born from the late 1990s to early 2010s, between 1997 and 2012. Nuclear campaigner backs Gen Z's nuclear push. Will Shackle, the founder and student activist at Nuclear for Australia, latched onto Gen Z's support for nuclear energy in a post to X. The new Gen Z party supports nuclear energy. Young people are open to all clean solutions to climate change, including nuclear energy. It is time more political parties realized that. Australia's Labour federal government recently declined to sign a declaration to triple nuclear energy production at the United Nations COP28 Climate Change Conference in Dubai. At the time, Shadow Climate Change and Energy Minister Ted O'Brien said Australia had foolishly isolated itself from AUKUS allies and 20 other countries. Close allies, the United States and the United Kingdom, were among the 22 nations that signed the support for nuclear. The Gen Z party platform states it will fight for the majority of electricity to be from clean and nuclear sources, as in China, the United States, India, and France. From a position of energy abundance, cut all use of dirty energy, the Gen Z climate plan states. Registering a political party in Australia. To register a party for the federal election, a political party must meet multiple eligibility requirements. These include having at least 1,500 party members who are on the electoral roll and not relied on by another party. If a party already has a senator or MP in the House of Representatives in the parliament, they do not require a membership list of more than 1,500 members. The Gen Z party is not yet on the latest register for political parties as of December 8, 2023. Despite already inviting people to stand for parliament and recruiting members. The group said it plans to register itself in every Australian state.